Risen Lord, we pray that you would come and shed light in our hearts and minds. We pray it for your glory's sake. Amen. Please be seated. Now, there's going to be some Easter eggs which are brought round. There are some people who are primed to come and get the baskets, which are up the front here. And there is an Easter egg for everybody in the church. So whether you're young or whether you're old, there will be one for you. They're all different sizes. Some are big, some are small. And as they come round, I'm going to tell you my favourite Easter joke, just to fill in some time. So I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger the other day eating a chocolate egg. I said, I bet I can tell what your favourite Christian festival is, Arnie. To which he replied, you have to love Easter, baby. Okay, let's just pass the baskets along the rows. People can help themselves, and let's try and pass them out as fast as possible. Easter are a favourite, Easter eggs are a favourite symbol. Beat the Easter bunny every time, hands down. Firstly, because it's a very simple way of celebrating new life, as well as tasting great. If you compare it with the Old Testament equivalent, where there was a symbolic meal at the Passover, it was a lot more complicated. You had symbols like bitter herbs to remember the slavery in Egypt. You had to have some salt water for tears. You had some lamb shank to remind you of the story of the Exodus. So Passover was a lot more complicated in its symbols than Easter is. Eggs, fairly easy to understand. It's a symbol of new life coming into the world. But I'm going to try getting away with complicating our Easter symbol a bit. So you've got an egg coming round for everybody in the church. Has everybody got one yet? Would you like to wave your hand if you haven't got an Easter egg yet? Okay, so people know there's lots more needed to be passed out in that direction. So descend upon that part of the church with the Easter eggs and make sure everybody's got one. I'm going to try complicating Easter, because if you open your egg when it comes to you, you will find four things inside the egg. So if you'd like to open it up and see if you can guess what each part, they are quite small things, so careful you don't drop them. Open them up and see if you can guess what those four things represent. Is there anybody who hasn't got one yet? I've got one up here. I'm going to open mine. Can I say thank you to the people who spent all week putting four things in little plastic eggs? It was quite a job. Very grateful for everybody who makes the church look beautiful as well. Look at the flowers, they're amazing. After having no flowers at all in Lent, it just is glorious to come into a beautifully decorated church. So, hopefully everybody's now got an egg and everybody's opened it up and you've got four things in there. And I'm going to show you how, together with the E for egg, that will spell the word bless. I'm going to christen this Easter a bless-over festival. Not a Passover festival, but praying for God's blessing over us as we open up the Easter story. So obviously the letter E stands for the egg. And I'm not going to ask you to eat anything from the inside of the egg, so make sure you don't do that. But does anybody have any idea? Actually, would the children like to tell their parents, or you can tell one another, what the B, the first word in bless is B. It stands for breadstick. Tell one another what part of the Easter story you think that represents. So if children would like to fill in mum and dad, that would probably help them out a bit. Where does bread feature in the Easter story? We've been telling that story all week in different ways. We've been reenacting things here in church. And the cross on Good Friday was, of course, a huge part of that. But before we got to Good Friday, on Maundy Thursday, we remembered Jesus taking bread. So hopefully everybody found that a fairly easy one to answer. Jesus took bread and said, "This bread is my body." And just as you've got a broken bit of bread, Jesus is saying, "My body is going to be broken and shared out for all of you." And we'll be taking bread and wine later in the service and doing just that. So that's B, stands for breadstick. L is for leaf. And I'd like to say to one another what you think the leaf represents. A bit more difficult than the bread, maybe. The children might have an idea. They can let the parents know. So BLL for leaf stands for, in my mind anyway, the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus asked God for help. And of course, he wants us to ask God for help as well. Jesus said to his Father, "Not my will, but yours be done." And that's part of the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So B for breadstick, L for leaf. E, I've already said, is obviously egg. And an egg, you don't actually, you know, when you buy Easter eggs, you don't normally eat the egg, do you? You actually, when you get a real egg, you don't eat the egg. You eat the contents of the egg. And the idea is actually an egg, it's what's inside is what matters, not the eggshell. And what's inside the Easter message is what matters. It is lovely to have Hebe to baptize this morning, to welcome new life. That's what eggs represent, new life coming into the world. And for all of us too, who can be born again spiritually, Jesus said you must be born again spiritually. And that comes through two things, which are represented by the double S in bless. So B for breadstick, L for leaf, E for egg. And then the first S, of course, is for sharp nail. See what I've done there? And again, the children can just tell the parents what the sharp nail was for in the Easter story. Just take a moment for you to tell your mum and dad what that's for. Be very careful with it. Make sure you don't eat that, certainly. And of course, the nail reminds us that Jesus was nailed to a cross for our sins. Now, today is Easter Day. It's also April the 1st. So it's also April Fool Day at the same time. And you may wonder, some of you, if you're honest, does this S stand for sharp nail? Or does it actually stand for silly nonsense? How can you possibly be blessed through somebody 2,000 years ago being nailed to a cross? If you're honest, for some of you, that may seem like nonsense. And that was the first reaction of the disciples. In the story that we heard from Luke's Gospel, we heard that the disciples themselves did not believe the women because their words seemed like nonsense. How could this man who'd been killed possibly come back to life? And it turns out, of course, as is often the case, that those men were very foolish not to listen what their women were telling them, because the final S goes with the sharp nail, and it's the most exciting one of all that you've got in that little egg. It is the stone. And the children can tell their parents what does the stone stand for in the Easter story. If you'd like just to take a moment and fill in mum and dad about that. It stands for the stone which was rolled away from the tomb. Because in those days they didn't just put somebody in the ground to bury them. They put them in a cave and put a stone over the front. A great big heavy stone. And when the women went to try to anoint Jesus' dead body, they found, we heard in that story from St. Luke's account of it, that the stone had been rolled away. Jesus had got up from the grave. Death is beaten forever. And that's why this is Bless Over Festival. Blessings overflowing to you and me and all the world. Now, you've got to decide for yourself, frankly. Is today Easter Day or is it April Fool's Day? But some people will think it's April Fool's Day. Absolutely right. St. Paul says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. If Christ has not been raised, you are still in your sins. If only for this life, he says, we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. We are April Fools, big time, if this stone has not been rolled away. But if it is true, if it is true, how blessed are you? How blessed are you? How blessed is Hebe? Not just a lovely baby who's been born into this world just for her lifespan now, but blessed with life that goes beyond the grave. When the stone is rolled away, that there will be life. I'm going to take a great risk. You may think it was a bit of a risk giving musical instruments out for the whole of the service. Well, I think it's more of a risk to read you a chunk of an old sermon from the 17th century, which is what I'm going to do now. So this is more for the grown-ups. I'm going to quote the poet John Donne, who was Dean of St. Paul's Cathedral. Probably you know all about John Donne in the 17th century. He preached a sermon on Easter Day, 1628, so 390 years ago. And the sermon was 12 sides of A4. I printed out the whole thing. So you may think this sermon's long, but it was worse back in those days. And he speaks of three lights that we are given by God. So it's old language, it's 390-year-old language. But listen to this. I think this is awesome. I just read this for the first time this week. God gave me the light of nature. So three lights. This is the first one. God gave me the light of nature when I quickened in my mother's womb by receiving a reasoning soul. And God gave me the light of faith, a second light, when I quickened in my second mother's womb, the church, by receiving my baptism. But in my third day, when my mortality shall put on immortality, he shall give me the light of glory by which I shall see himself. And to this light of glory, the light of honor in this life is but a glowworm, and majesty itself but a twilight. The cherubim and the seraphim are but candles in comparison. And that gospel itself, which the apostle calls the glorious gospel, is but a star of the least magnitude. For in thy light we shall see light, and we shall see thee in thee, that is, face to face. Alleluia. Alleluia. This Easter day we baptize Hebe, and we rejoice that with her we receive the light of nature and the light of faith. We are born of our parents and we are born into the church. But we look forward to the most glorious, third, wonderful, transfiguring light, the light of glory, in which we are born into the presence of God forever. So I'm going to ask us all in a moment, it's part of the baptism service, do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? And the answer, if you do believe that, is I believe and trust in him. If you do believe and trust in him, you are blessed indeed. Because it is for you. We could start putting these back in the egg and then close it up. It is for you that his body was broken like bread. It is for you that his arms and his legs were pierced with a nail and nailed to the cross. It is for you that he prayed in the garden, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. And it is on the last day for you that he will roll away the stone, so that in his light you will see light. Alleluia. Alleluia. Happy Bless Over Festival, everyone. Get ready with your egg in one hand, your musical instrument in the other. Alleluia! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed! Alleluia! Alleluia! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed! Alleluia! Alleluia! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed! Alleluia! Alleluia!